الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله تعالى لا ينظر إلى أجسامكم ولا إلى صوركم ولكن ينظر إلى قلوبكم وأعمالكم وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين الحمد لله رب العالمين. My most respected and honorable Sheikh and Murabbi, my colleagues, my friends, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are gathered here today, mashallah, in this auspicious and mubarak gathering of Nur. May Allah ta'ala in His infinite mercy, inshallah, also gather us like this, inshallah, amongst the Sulaha, the Siddiqeen, the Anbiya, the Salihin, on the day of Qiyamah also, inshallah. MashaAllah, when Yusuf Bhai sent me the email, he sent me the poster of the Islahi, Ijtima Islahi Jalsa. And so beautifully the caption was, regarding the condition of the heart. Once someone asked Hazrat Maulana Qabruz Zaman Sahib, Daman Barakatuhu, Senior Khalifa of Hazrat Maulana Shah Wasiullah Sahib, Rahimullah. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Wasiullah Sahib, Rahimullah, was Khulafaya Ajal of Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali Hakimul Ummah. So they asked Hazrat, I read this in the Kitab, they asked Hazrat, what is Tasawwuf? What is tasawwuf? MashaAllah, all of our kabirin of Dioban are linked to tasawwuf. Our mashayikh are linked to tasawwuf. So Hazrat so beautifully gave the answer, and I read this in the Kitab. Tathirul qulub min ar-radai wal-uyub. Tathirul qulub min ar-radai wal-uyub. That it is the cleansing and purification of our heart. The cleansing process and the purification of our heart. Like water has to go to a purification process before we drink the water. Today many of us don't want to drink water from the tap. We say no, give us purified water, give us bottled water. So purification, the purification of the heart. Tathirul qulub, that our hearts be purified. And minar radai wal uyub, all those animal traits in us, anger out of control, hasad, which is jealousy, this hubbe ja, the love of fame, hubbe ma, the love of wealth, that this be removed from the heart. What a beautiful explanation has to give. Today, my respected elders, when we read this on this hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, each one of us ask ourselves, what is the condition of my heart? What is the condition of my heart? And what is the maqsad of me coming to this Mubarak Jalsa? Each one of us, we answer to ourselves. Each one knows his condition. Each person knows the condition of his heart. But come with this intention, and Hazrat Wala says that come with this intention with an open heart. Come with an open heart. That we come here to find Allah and to make our Islah. We come here to find Allah and we come here to make our Islah. Respected brothers, we've got no time. Wallahi, we've got no time. Why? Hazrat Wala says that our condition is such today we don't even have time to say Bismillah before we eat food also. We don't have time to recite the Quran al-Kareem daily. Hazrat says it's not that we don't have time to recite the Quran al-Kareem daily, but because we don't have the azmat and the honor and the might of the Quran al-Kareem, that is why we don't recite the Quran al-Kareem daily. So everything is mentioned there on the condition of the heart. And wallahi, that is the truth. إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَتْ جَسَدَ كُلُّ إِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَتْ جَسَدَ كُلُّ. If that heart is in a sound condition, then the entire body will be in a sound condition. And if that heart is destroyed and decomposed, forget us becoming decomposed, we will decompose our family and we'll decompose, like our state, the whole society. Even if it is an alim, according to Mahazrat. Hazrat Maulana Shah Anwar Kashmiri Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, great alim, was a walking library. Taught in Darul Ulum Deoband. He was bed to Hazrat Sheikh Al Hind Rahmatullah Ali, Mufti Mahmud Al Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He says, our condition is such when we get up in the morning, we don't look at the condition of the heart. All we are interested is to look into the mirror. He says, to see the cosmetic beauty on ourselves, that what interests us, not the condition of our heart. And in one place he wrote so beautifully, Muh dekh liya aina mein, par daagh na dekha seene mein. Muh dekh liya aina mein, par daagh na dekha seene mein. Ji aisa lagaya jeene mein, marne ko musalman bhool gaye. Takbir bhi ab bhi hoti hai, masjid ki fizaon mein ae anwar. Jis zarb se dil hil jate the, woh zarb lagana bhool gaye. Hazrat Wala says that our condition today, we don't worry about the condition of the heart. First thing, each one of us knows, we know the condition of our family. Don't deceive ourselves. We know our condition, we know our immediate condition. Don't deceive ourselves. First thing we get up in the morning is to look in the mirror. First thing, cosmetic, to see in the mirror. But Hazrat Wala says that, Rahmatullah Ali says that, we haven't seen that filth and the heart, the filth in our heart, that rubbish in the heart, that we haven't recognized that. But we are interested in our condition of the face. And today, our condition is gone so, my condition, all of our condition is such that today in the early hours of the morning, forget about looking through the mirror. Before even reciting the Quran al-Kareem, first thing we are looking in our cell phones. First thing we are busy with our cell phones. In this line of tasawuf and suluk, every person that has come here, mashallah, is a salik. Every person that has come here is a salik. We are looking for a way to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now that we know the condition of the heart, we know the condition of the heart, it is to do with the heart. Now, where do we go to? Where do we go to? A person who is sick, he is directed to a medical practitioner. So we saw written the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the heart. We all know, first of all, my Hazrat Wala says that we don't want to accept that we've got a problem. This is where our problem starts. The beginning of our problem is we don't want to recognize, we don't want to accept that we've got a problem. Without acceptance, without believing in oneself that we are sick, how are we going to go forward for our ilaj? So there is a place, and that place is called the khanqah. A person who is sick, he goes to the doctor. The doctor says, okay, I have examined you, but I have to send you to the hospital. So the hunger is our spiritual hospital. So we know now, we've seen the hadith of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all of us accept that we need this treatment. We are suffering. Spiritually we are sick, we need this treatment. We are spiritually sick. Now where do we go to? I read this ayat of the Quran Kareem, Hazrat Wala reads this ayat of the Quran Kareem. Ya ayyuhal lazina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu masadikin. Hazrat Wala gave a beautiful explanation. But sometimes we are deceived. And on many occasions we are deceived. We say there's no more Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayh. There is no more Hazrat Zunnun Misri rahmatullah alayh. There is no more Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh. Wallahi, this ayat of the Quran Kareem is not mansukh. It's not abrogated. Quran Kareem will be continued till the day of Qiyamah. So these awliya-e kiram, they will continue to exist till the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. Where our heart desires, that way we have to go. अपने मिलने का पता कोई निशा तू बता दे मुझको ए रब्बे जहां अपने मिलने का पता कोई निशा तू बता दे मुझको ए रब्बे जहां Each one of us, we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where are we going to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And where are we going to get treatment for ourselves, the treatment of this heart? We are looking for that place. There must be some address where we are going to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Apne milne ka pata koi nisha tu bata de mujhko e rambe jahan. Oh Allah, your address, how will I find you? Show me some signs, show me some symbols. Show me, how do I go? So those who are Allah wala, they are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are sahib nisbat. Their hearts are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in every zamana and time, you will find somebody who has got the nisbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we connect ourselves with that individual whom our heart desires. The bond is there, the blood group is there, we connect with that person, and that person whom we call our Marabbi and we call our Sheikh. So when we come into the company of the Sheikh, we come into the company of the Marabbi. If you remember the incident when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came from Madinatul Munawwarah to Makkatul Mukarramah, there were over 360 idols in the nucleus of Islam, which is the Baitullah. There were over 360 idols. Over 360 idols in the nucleus of Islam, that is the Baitullah, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were pictures, idol ornaments of wood, of stone. Now Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took his mubarak staff, which we call stick, asa. And all Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did was, while reading these ayats of the Quran Kareem as it comes in the kitabs, وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَحَقَ الْبَاطِلِ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوكَ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, each one of those 360 idols, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dropped it down with his Mubarak Asa. Respected elders, we've got a problem in our nucleus, in our heart. We need somebody, we got more than 360 idols in this heart. We've got more than 360 idols in this heart. We need someone who will take the stick and drop these idols and purify this heart. And that is which is called the Sheikh Kamil. عمر بھر کا تجربہ اختر کا ہے اے دوستو، عمر بھر کا تجربہ اختر کا ہے اے دوستو، گھر خدا چاہیے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو۔ عمر بھر کا تجربہ اختر کہے دوستو، عمر بھر کا تجربہ اختر کہے دوستو، گھر خدا چاہیے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو۔ How we will get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how this cleansing process will take place. Each one knows what idol he's got. That is why when we make ta'alluq with the sheikh, then there is ittila and ittiba. We have to inform the sheikh of our condition. And according to what prescription the sheikh gives us, we follow that prescription. There is ittila and ittiba. And then we have full yaqeen, ihtimad and ihtikad on the sheikh that inshallah, through this great personality, I will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us here for this maqsad. If we want to find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will have to first look for Allah wala. Make intentions to go to Allah wala. Then sit in the company of Allah wala. Obey what the Allah wala says. Follow that inshallah, wallahi, this is experience of many. Forget about you leaving sins, the sins will leave us. Instead of tarke masiya, it will be matruke masiya. Forget the sins that will be, you have to leave the sins will leave us. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us here. Each one should make that intention. Each one should make that intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal, that I have come here with one maqsad. My intention is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes me a better person, makes me a better human being. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah sahab rahmatullah li, Abbaji rahmatullah li used to say, to become a hafizul Quran is not for us. To become a hafizul Quran is not for us. But to become a human being is for us. Insan banna hai. Insan banna hai. So we come to Allah wala to become insan. Take those animal behavior out of us. To come a human being. To become an insan. That is why we connect ourselves to Allah wala. And when we come in the, when we come mashallah, when we come, as I said, make that intention that we are coming here, that with this, that inshallah our islah will be made. Oh, realization of islah and reformation comes in us. Realization of islah and reformation comes in us. And that we get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each one of us, we want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only way to get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the explanation given to us by my beloved and illustrious Sheikh. If you want a cloth, you go to a cloth merchant. If you want milk, you will go to the dairy. If you want sweetmeats, you go to the person who sells sweetmeats and confectionery. If you want Allah, and really if you want Allah, then go to those who are Allah wala, who have recognized Allah, who are sahib nisbat, you will get Allah from this. In conclusion, may Allah make this a hakikat for all of us. When a period of time we spend like this, inshallah, when a period of time we spend in the company of the mashayikh, then we will be able to read this ashar. Then we will be able to read this ashar. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gaye. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gaye. Ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gaye. After they have made, they've done the surgery. After the surgery, the mashayikh do our surgery. Our operation is done. X-rays are done. Thereafter we can say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now I don't have my attachment to the world. Then we can say alhamdulillah. Koi mujhse poochhe main kya mangta hu. When you come to Allah wala, then all of a sudden, before when you come to Allah wala, somebody asks you what you want, he say live well. When I was coming to Stanga, I saw a big board over there, the well. They say shop well, eat well, live well. Allahu Akbar. But when you come here to the Mashaykh, it completely changes. You live according to the way Allah Ta'ala wants us to live. You live according to the way of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You'll find time for Quran Sharif also. You'll find time for making du'as also. Hazrat said, today our condition is such, when it comes to time, the time is such, that when we're entering the masjid, we're talking on the cell phone. When we're leaving the masjid, we're talking on the cell phone. We're sitting in the car, we're talking on the cell phone. So when do we read our du'a masnoon for entering and exiting the masjid and the du'as when we are traveling? This is the nazar of Ahlullah. This is the nazar of Ahlullah. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. We come here, we want Allah to be ours. But we'll find it through Allah. Koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Ho jaye mera, main ho jaau uska, yahi raat din mein dua mangta hu. So when we are here also day, during the day and during the night also, don't waste your time with the cell phone. What message came and one message went out? What message came, one message went out? No. We came here, like Hazrat Wala said one day, that in month of Ramadan, we should be not ghafil. This is ghaflat. Hazrat mentioned about ghaflat. Hazrat asked one person sitting in itikaf in the month of Ramadan, I heard this directly from Hazrat. How many siparas have you read so far? I think about 15 or 16 days of Ramadan had been completed in itikaf. So he said to Hazrat, I haven't started yet. I haven't started. This is our condition. This is our condition. So if we came here, we haven't made our zikrullah, we haven't made tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem, we are not making dua when we are out here in the path of Allah, sitting here in the company of our own sheikh, then this is ghaflat. This is ghaflat. Negligence, that we are here, we are not connected to the Quran, we are here, we are not connected to our sheikh, we are here, we are not connected to zikrullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala azza wa jal, give us the tawfiq to appreciate time. Time is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I only sit here as a takrar, or we say revision, and to make Hazrat listen to my sabak. Arabi mein ek muhawara hai ke ad-darsu harfun wa at-takraru alfun wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.